Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 17 verse 15. As for me, justified, I will behold your face. When I awake, your presence will satisfy me. Did you know there's never been a race of mankind that hasn't believed in some kind of future life? Whether it's reuniting with ancestors, as some Native Americans believe, or the sensual abode of bliss of the Muslim. How do you explain that? A long time before any evidence for a worldwide belief had been gathered, Cicero said, "In everything, the consistent of all nations is to be accounted to the law of nature, and to resist it is to resist the voice of God." On the night Socrates died, Crito asked him, "In what way would you have us bury you?" He replied, "In any way you like. You only must get hold of me and take care that I do not walk away from you." And then there's Plato. In his Phaedo, he presented powerful arguments in favour of immortality. Others have argued for it too. Great thinkers like Thomas Carlyle, Thomas Jefferson, and the German poet Heinrich Heine. Alfred Lord Tennyson's most famous poem goes like this: "For though from out our bourne of time and place the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar." And Byron writes, "I feel my immortality o'ersweep all pains, all tears, all fears, and peal. Like the eternal thunders of the deep, into my ears this truth, thou livest forever." All these great minds shared the conviction of the psalmist who said, "I will behold your face when I awake. Your presence will satisfy me." Now, when you think about it, good night here just means good morning over there. And that's Vision's Word for Today. When you die, part four.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.